The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Blessed is the nation, say this out loud, Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen at His own inheritance, as His own inheritance. And then the CEV version, the complete English version, says it this way: the Lord blesses each nation that worships only, somebody say only, that worships only Him. He blesses His chosen ones. Now, that pretty much to me sums it all up. Sometimes you find a verse that just sums it all up, right? And I'm going to turn this on so you can see my face. So you can see my eyes. In other words, I ain't hiding from you, okay? I'm not hiding behind the pulpit. I'm like Karen, I'm going to be bold about this. Bold in love, okay? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So I guess we could also say this: cursed is the nation whose God is not the Lord. Now, did God curse that nation? No. But that's the alternative. Because you see, He's the blesser. So if I don't choose the blesser, I get the curster, if that's a word. Right? The curser. The devil. Amen. So this is not rocket science. And I know a lot of folks out there are clamoring about, you know, avoid the strife. Well, we do. We come to Jesus. But Jesus also, I believe my Jesus said, I don't come just to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. I think there's a scripture or two that we've looked at even the past few weeks talking about sheep and goats. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I choose to be a sheep in the flock of the great shepherd. Amen. So blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. Now, as we vote, as the church votes for the people that God wants to be in office, that affects the course of the entire nation, doesn't it? Amen? So if somebody votes somebody in that is anti things that the Word of God says we should have, amen? Now you, with faith in Jesus, you're covered, you're blessed, and we got to still pray for those leaders, no matter who they are, amen? We're going to get to that. But how great it would be, how great it is, when the righteous rule, amen? How great it is when somebody who puts the life of an unborn baby, for example, before their career, before their prestige, before their bottom line. Amen. Hallelujah. But how many believers I'm talking about? The church. I'm not preaching to the world here, okay? We have to lower expectations of the world. But how many members of the body of Christ just vote any old way they want, however it affects, you know, the organization they're with, or however it affects their, the business field that they're in, however it affects what this or that, they don't even consider the Word of God. Whatever Hollywood says, whatever the movie star, the rock star, the professional athlete, whatever the news is saying, just vote that because that must be true. Somebody say, buy the book. Amen. We vote by the book. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 4 says this. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, somebody say, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved. Somebody say, he wants all men to be saved. And of course, that includes women, right? And to come to the knowledge of the truth. So God wants everybody to be born again, but is everybody born again? No, but those of us who are born again should act like we're born again, shouldn't we? And that includes in the voting booth. So we need to do what? We need to be smart sheep. Hallelujah, right? So let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up all men and all those who are in authority, from the White House to my house. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you bless them with peace, that you bless them with health, that you bless them with wisdom, God, that you'd help all leaders, even whether they're Republicans, Democrats, Republicrats, Demopublicans, whatever else they might be, Lord, that you'd help them to be saved, to know Jesus as their Lord, and to live accordingly, even at work, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that you would continue to touch and minister to our nation and use our nation as a light to the world to get this gospel preached. We apply this, Lord, over Israel too, in Jesus' name, and over all the nations of the earth, God, that you would add and subtract from leaders across the face of the earth as you see fit, that you would favor men and women who favor your righteous cause. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm talking from the White House to Boy Scout leaders, Little League coaches, teachers. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. Something happened right there. See, we prayed it. We're praying and staying in prayer for our nation. Praise the Lord. But all this stuff in regards to President Trump is unacceptable, church. The stuff that's on the news, the stuff that's coming out of famous people's mouths, there needs to be a respect and a reverence for the office of the President of the United States. I don't care if it's Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush or Ronald Reagan or George Washington or Donald J. Trump. We pray for them. We respect the office. We lift them up before God. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Trump, Donald Trump is my president, and I am very pleased with him. As a pastor, I'm saying this. I am pleased with what I'm seeing and hearing from him. If what he tweets bothers people, goodness gracious, don't follow him on Twitter. We need to separate, church, the personality from policy. Amen? If you don't like the guy, you should forgive him and love him and pray for him. First of all, does anybody in this room know him personally? No. Right? So my responsibility is to love the man, pray for the man, lift him up, intercede for him. But I can know him by what I'm seeing him do to a certain degree. You understand? Right? And I'm telling you this, I am pleased with what the man is doing. And I've had some job, not a ton of full-time jobs. I tend to stick with what I'm doing. But I can't remember any job I've ever had, maybe you have, in my whole life, where my job, my full-time job, I'm going to walk out here because I feel bold. My full-time job has never been get the boss fired. What is that? What a waste of taxpayers' money for somebody to spend all their time trying to come up with stories, come up with allegations, come up with issues to tear down the President of the United States and get him fired. Now the world, again, we need to lighten up on the world. The world is the world. But I know there's Christians out there doing this. There's people in both parties that claim to be born again that say, well, yes, I believe that, but this is my job here. So I have to do this. No, no, no. Somebody say, no, 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 no. No, no, no. You need to be one thing. Be born again. Make Jesus Lord of your life. Now, I chose the subtitle, Hail to the Chief. There's a song, a march song, when the president enters the room, hail to the chief. And here's the, and the words are hard. I looked it up on Wikipedia. The words are never really sung to it, but here they are. Hail to the chief we have chosen for the nation. Hail to the chief, we salute him one and all. Hail to the chief as we pledge cooperation in proud fulfillment of a great noble call. Yours is the aim to make this grand country grander. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? This you will do, that is our strong, firm belief. Hail to the one we selected as commander. Hail to the president, hail to the chief. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now there should be one voice coming from the church. Amen. And that's where we're going. Amen. But I want you to look at this. There's a timeline you can look up on promiseskept.com of everything that has happened from his inauguration to today. And there's too many of them to share all. The stuff he's done for the military. The stuff he's done in terms of not letting international bullies bully us. Right? It's too many things to get to. But these jumped out at me. Amazing things. Okay, so here we go. I'm just going to read them out, and we're going to pray and say amen. All right? So January 23rd, 2017, President Trump reinstated an expanded Mexico City policy blocking foreign aid from being used for abortions. That sounds like the guy I want to vote for again. Amen. February 22nd, 2017, President Trump evokes Education Department's order that public schools allow gender-confused males access to girls' restrooms and locker rooms. That sounds like a guy I voted for and will vote for again. March 6, 2017, President Trump signs order protecting the nation from foreign terrorists' entry into the U.S. That sounds like a guy I voted for and I'll vote for again. Now, I'm not here telling you who to vote for. This is a free country. But I can tell you who I voted for and will vote for again. Amen. April 13, 2017. President Trump signs bill to allow states to redirect Planned Parenthood funding. Glory to God. That sounds like a guy I voted for and will vote for again. May 4th, 2017, that happens to be the National Day of Prayer. Okay? President's executive order signed on promoting free speech and religious liberty. Somebody say freedom. Amen. That was called the Johnson Amendment that he reversed. Hallelujah. July 26, 2017, President Trump donates second quarter salary to the Department of Education. We're talking about a man who's not even taking a salary. Every quarter, he donates his salary to a different branch of the government. I chose this one because he had just shut down something the Department of Education was doing, and I can't tell you how many times Shelley and me had to intervene at our schools because teachers were publicly denouncing President Trump, as part of their lesson plan, just nonchalantly dashing him. Don't you know the man donated something to your salary, teacher? Watch who you don't muzzle the ox. It's treading out the grain. Amen. He's on your side, teacher. Hallelujah, right? I mean, this is an amazing thing God is doing through this man, right? September 21st, 2017, U.S. household wealth, now I forgot to put the word increases by $1.7 trillion to a record $96.2 trillion. Guys, when the righteous rule, the nation rejoices. This is a reflection, a result of a righteous leadership. That is not a coincidence. That's not an accident. That's the result of the righteous ruling. The other side wants to take away freedoms. Just give us all of your money. Give us the borders. Give us, now, hear this, church. If there's no, first of all, there's borders in heaven. Not everybody's getting into heaven. Right? if there's no border on this nation, guess what? Guess where they're going toward next? Your backyard. You don't own nothing. We own it. You work for us. But it's okay. It's for your protection. That's not the United States I know. Amen? It's not biblical, right? So praise God. So when you see financial stuff happening in the positive, that's generally a sign that God is doing something great. That right decisions are happening. Spiritual things will always be reflected by the natural, whether positive or negative. Amen? That's why our voting, church, is so, so vital. Because your vote is your seed. You will reap what you sow. So if I'm voting for somebody that's pro-abortion, then the blood is on my hands. You're an accomplice to murder. Yikes, man, that's heavy. Or you could repent. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that might hear this later. But this is why we pray and we vote. Amen? So here we go. December 6th, 2017, President Trump recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Significant. Nations that favor Israel are blessed. Read the Bible. Nations that hate Israel are cursed. Period. So, you know, in however many years it is down the road when other nations, Iran, Syria, whatever, come to wipe Israel off the planet, and they're using planes that were donated by the United States. Yikes. Yikes. Amen. So we're blessed to have a president who was man enough to do what's right. Amen. December 25th, 2017. We're still in his first year here, guys. We're still in the first year. And I literally couldn't write them all down. December 25th, 2017, President Trump brings Christmas back to the White House. Go figure. Hallelujah. Honoring Jesus in the White House. Well, it's a government building. So? It's my house. I live here right now. Amen, right? I love God. Going to have Christmas. Praise the Lord. I love these kind of things because I remember him saying this when he was running for office. I'm going to bring Christmas back. And I remember him saying, I'm going to pave roads. We're going to get new highways. Has anybody driven through a new highway? Oh, Lord, yes. I'm going to build new airports. I was in New Orleans. We were in New Orleans. Funky airport, man. This stenchy. And we glanced out across the tarmac, brand new airport opening in 6 months. Promise made, promise kept. These things are reflective of a righteous leadership. Now, he's a human being. He's not Pastor Trump. He's President Trump, okay? But the man is anointed. Look at anybody you want to pick out through the Bible. They had issues. They had rough edges. But I'll tell you what, he the man for the job. Hail to the chief. January 18, let's jump up to another month later. January 18, 2018, President Trump is the first sitting U.S. president to address the March for Life live from the White House. Bold, bold man, right? He's on the side of unborn children. That sounds like the same side my father's on. This isn't rocket science. Amen. Glory to God. That sounds like a guy I voted for and will vote for again. May 14, 2018, the U.S. officially opens the embassy in Jerusalem, Israel. That is so bold, declaring Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Hallelujah. That's a bold thing. Why? Because he's not middle of the road. Oh, no, the land belongs to the Palestinians and to the... No, none of that. This is Bible. This is the word. This is their land. Hallelujah, right? As of March 15, 2019, now we're in this year, the U.S. posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs this past January, that's this year, more than 1 million more jobs than people that are unemployed. Now somebody say, that ain't an accident. That is not an accident. Hallelujah. people that want to work can work. Hallelujah. That's glorious, wonderful news. That's a turn of events. That's supernatural. Hallelujah. As of April 11, 2019, unemployment claims reach historic low, lowest since 1969. I wasn't even alive in 1969. I was close, but I wasn't here yet. I mean, wow. But do you hear any of this on the news? Any of this stuff? Do you hear anybody doing reports on this kind of stuff? No. No. There's a group of people that are focused on one thing. Get him out so we can have control of this nation. This man is about giving control of the nation to you. They're about taking control of the nation from everyone. We'll take care of you from cradle to grave, provide for you. We'll give you a nickel to keep you from making a dollar. Now, they're not our enemy, but we need to see the writing on the wall, church, and take it back. Not with strife and calling people names and this kind of stuff, but by voting, right, and sharing the good word and smiling. Amen. Got time for two more before we pray? As of April 19, 2019, President Trump has successfully nominated, this is huge, successfully nominated 93 conservative judges, 54 to district courts, 37 to circuit courts, and 2 to the Supreme Court. I'll tell you what, man. Wow. How? That's, somebody say that's supernatural. That sounds like a guy that I voted for, and I'll vote for again in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. You know why? I can look at. I've got one. I got an election ballot in the mail. I can't think of a time that I can remember where there was a conservative judge on the ballot in my district. How do you know? Because you can look at their website and see who's supporting them. Like none of that. I don't even know who to write in. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? This is miraculous. And it's going to be long lasting past his office. Glory to God. And sure, they're going to make up stories about people that are running for judges too. Because they hate them. They hate righteousness. They hate what is right. And they just want to tear it down and destroy it. Everybody's this. Everybody's that. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's chasing women. No, ain't true. Somebody say ain't true. Not everybody does that. Hallelujah, right? As of May 14, as we close 2019, there's been 5.4 million new jobs since President Trump took office. I mean, this is amazing, miraculous turnaround of events in America. But do you hear that on the news? Maybe on Fox. But Fox even at times gets into the drama and the arguing and sometimes we got to turn it all off and just go by the book. Hear what God is saying. I mean, these things are not complicated to understand. The government owning and running everything is not healthy. Hallelujah. Right? So we just rejoice in what God is doing. And I salute President Trump right now in the name of Jesus. And his administration, and Mike Pence, and, Mr. Roberts, the Supreme Court, Jamie Herrera Butler, who's one of our representatives in the Clark County. Hallelujah. And the rest of them, we just pray for them. We intercede for them. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet and just thank God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you for the mighty works that you're doing in our nation. Hallelujah. We speak the name of Jesus over the United States. We speak the name of Jesus over the White House, the name of Jesus over Congress and the Supreme Court and every judge over these upcoming elections, Lord God, that your kingdom come, your will be done, your people in office, and the people that aren't for you be voted out. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But we pray for them all, God, whether they're for you or not. We pray for them all, God, that you touch their bodies, heal them, minister to them, help them to be saved, Lord God. And Father, we pray for the church of Jesus Christ in this world, that the church would rise up and call things as your word calls them and vote things that your word says are right in the name and by the blood of Jesus. We just pull the blinders off the church in the name and by the blood of Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise and we'll give you all the glory. And God, we forgive anybody that we need to forgive. Anybody that's jumping in our head right now with, I know this kind of discussion, message, it can bring faces and words, and we forgive. I hold nothing against any man or woman in this nation or in the world. I forgive. And I receive my forgiveness today. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.